Okay, everybody, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Mem Beis, and we're here at the bottom of Mem Aleph on the Beis, right? Two lines up, Tanur Rabbanan. We've been discussing, right, the need for a woman to wait 3 months after, right, after either a divorce or a husband passing away, or whatever, by Yibum or by Chalitza, etc. So we have more of that right now. Right, Tanur Rabbanan, the Rabbi say, Yevamos Shachaltu La'achem Mishloch Shlosha, Tzricha L'hamtin Shlosha Chadashim. Right, we know that the Yibum has to the Yibum Chalitza have to happen after 3 months, but for whatever reason it was done within 3 months, so she still has to wait 3 month period before getting remarried. La'achar Gimel, but if the Yavam did Yibum Chalitza after the, well, let's say Chalitza really, if she did, he did Chalitza after 3 months, Ein Tzricha L'hamtin Gimel Chadashim, so then she does not have to wait three more months of Havi. So clearly what happens, what you see from here, is that HaGimel Chadash Mishamra Mishas Misa Zarah V'lo Mishas Chalitza Sayavam, that the three-month count starts from when the husband dies. So the problem is that that is different than get. I mean, this seems to be, that everybody agrees that the 3 months are counted from when the husband passes away. But Maishnami get, what's the difference between the case of here by Yibum and by a get? But the Rav Amar Mishas Nasino Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva, because the Machlok is Rav and Shmuel when the 3 months can't start from when a woman gets divorced. According to Rav, let's start with Shmuel. According to Shmuel, right, it starts from the time when they were no longer able to have Bia. Now, that obviously would seem to be the time when they divorced each other, but that's not actually true halakhically, because, as Rashi points out over here, when the get is written up, they're no longer allowed to have Yichud. They're no longer allowed to be together, right, in a room. And if they did, someone called the get Yashem, that the get is no good. So that's really the time when there's no possibility of Bia. So for that, that lines up pretty good. If that's the reason why we wait 3 months, so Shmuel says, Mishas Ksiva by get, that makes sense. That's the time when they're separated. And obviously, by the time of, by Yibum Chalitza, right, we count from when the husband dies. Obviously, there's no possibility of Bia in that situation either. But Rav says, Mishas Nesina, from the time when you give the get. Apparently, Rav holds, right, that we count 3 months from when the marriage is finished. Now, the marriage is finished, in our case, also when the husband dies, but there's still a Zika, right? There's still a connection to the Yavam, right? She's not allowed to marry anybody else. That's an Isser Lav. So, really, the termination, I think that's a good word, the full termination of the marriage, right, happens when the Chalitza happens. So Rav over here seems to imply, Rav, by when the husband gives a get, so he says that the full termination is when we go counting 3 months. But over here, right, why doesn't Rav say that we should count from the Shas Chalitza, which would be the full termination of the marriage? So Rav says no, because Kal v'chomer, Isser Karis Etarta, Isser Lav, Lo Kol Shekein. Because certainly, in our case, what's going on over here? You're saying that you can have Yibum, right, again, which is an Isser of Eishes Ach, right, you're not allowed, that's one of the Arayos, a person's not allowed to sleep with his wife's brother's wife, but that's allowed, okay, from the case of Yibum. But now you're going to tell me that for a woman to violate an Isser Lav, right, again, meaning that for sure we wait 3 months, right, for the Yibum, that we wait 3 months. But now you're telling me from the Isser Lav, right, for her to marry somebody else, which is not a serious sister, right, just an Isser Lav, but now you're going to tell me you have to wait from the Shas Chalitza? Right, that makes no sense. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you delay a less serious Isser, right, as opposed to a less serious relationship, as opposed to this the more serious relationship where we're going to allow within 3 months, but at the three-month mark? So it doesn't make sense that you would have the same count, right, for both of them. Right, since we're allowing an Isser Kares within the 3 months, or at the 3 month point, it doesn't make sense that you should then, right, if the guy chooses Chalitza, that you should have to wait another 3 months, right, to allow, right, this woman to marry anybody else. Because if she would marry them, it would just be an Isser Lav. Right, but if she would marry them before the Chalitza, it would just be an Isser Lav. Okay. So, Chayin Shar Kol Nashim, we said, any other women, right, are not allowed to do Eris and Nisuin, right, you have to wait 3 months. The Gemara says, Bishlam Yavama, I understand why Yavama has to wait 3 months, because we said, right, maybe she'll be pregnant, or we had the Pasuk, or if you remember, right, Chalitza has to go with Yivam. Kosher Nashim Amai, right, why do we have to wait 3 months for other women? Right, what's the big deal? Right, say she was pregnant from the original husband. Right, what's the big deal? Right, the kid is still Jewish. Right, so Amar of Nachum, Amar Shmuel, Mishum de Amar Kral Lios Lachal Lukim Luzar Chacharacha. Right, Hashem wants to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu for us and for your children after you. L'havchin ben zera shel rishon v'zera shel sheni. Pasuk says, right, you have to know, right, there's some sort of kedusha there, right, there's some sort of a positive outcome knowing what the lineage is. So, for every reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be, right, Kodesh Baruch Hu for Zarecha, that we should know who our children are. Mostly, Rabba says, so, well, if that's true, meaning because of this whole thing, Gerig Yores, Rashi says the case over here is where they're married to each other, and then they convert together. So, according to that, right, they should have to wait 3 months. What issue is there? What do you have to know? What kind of parental lineage do you need to know? What do you have to wait 3 months for? Of course, yeah, so there also is an issue. Why? Because he killed Havchin be Zara Shin Israel Bekadusha, the Zara Shalom Israel Bekadusha. Well, you should know, right, whether the child was conceived with Kadusha or not. And so that we find out whether the child was conceived when they were Jewish or not. Rava Amar, Rava says, completely different reason, right? Gzera, right, four possibilities. It's a Gzera because we're concerned for four possibilities if we don't know, right, who this child's father is, right? Shema Yisa Es Achoso Me Aviv. Right, maybe he'll meet some random girl and he won't realize that it's actually his father's daughter. Right, that's obviously a big problem. That's his sister, right? He can't marry that. Or v'yabim ishes ishmi imo. Or maybe, right, he'll grow up in his mother's house thinking he's the second husband's son. And they'll have another kid and they'll have a brother. And then that brother will marry and then he'll die. And he'll do yibum on his brother's wife. But that's really the maternal brother's wife. Right, we know that Yibam comes from the father. Now, if you don't know who his father is, so he can't do Yibam appropriately. He might do Yibam inappropriately, and then he's sleeping with his Eishes Ach from his mother, which is Nisukares. That's terrible. The OTC will shook. Or maybe, right, let's say, right, if his mother passes, if his father, which one is this? If his, right, if we're not sure which one, 1 second. Which one is this? Right. Meaning if his mother doesn't have any more kids from the second one, and they think that he's the original father, meaning they were the first husband, she'll go out and marry whoever she wants, but really she needs Yibam Mechalitza, right? Because she will think that she had a kid, right? That she will think that she had a kid from the second husband, but really she had a kid from the first husband. So it could be that she'll go... Right, she'll go out to the shuk and remarry without chalitza. Right, and then finally, the fourth possibility is v'yiftor yivimto l'shuk, that also that his yivama, right, might marry somebody else because we'll assume that they didn't have any kids, and actually he did have kids, meaning the first husband, or if they didn't realize, you know, that that's actually the child, so that his father has a child, and but they end up he'll end up passing away, and then they'll think they didn't have kids, and then she'll go out and remarry. So you have these issues, meaning if you don't have parental lineage, if you don't know who the father is, so you could have potential downfalls halakhically down the line. So Masa Rav Chananya says, V'kulana nikori behem mishum terkanez erva. And mekan mishum terkanez vlat. Right, that all of them, all of the problems, all of the things we did, the 3 months is for the erva, right? But here, but this is actually for the kid, because we see that that the kid is right to make sure, right, that we know right, who his father is, right? That's already for his, the kid's sake, right? Make sure he doesn't marry his sister, etc., etc. I bought the misa kul mishum tekanes erva. Well, if you tell me that really the whole issue is that we're nervous for all these arayos and stuff like that, or all these yibum issues, so everything is because of erva. Sorry, just checking Rashi for a second. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, hi mishum tekanes vlad delo lifka v'hu erva." So the Gemara says, "No, it's also when we say it's tekanes vlad, the tekanah is for the kid. It's also so we want to make sure that he doesn't violate Isra erva, right? Again, it's not a stira to say that it's a tekanah for Isra erva and a tekanah for the kid because we want to make sure, right? As I said before, but he doesn't marry his sister, perhaps. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Bishlam etam tishnei chodashim v'tinasei lo." Between Nasei Lo, the Hainu Sveikah. And so Gemara says, I understand why she, now the Gemara says, we said 3 months, right? So why 3 months? I mean, I understand why you would need to wait 2 months, right? And you can't let her get married after 2 months, because then it's a suffix, or you don't know whether, again, the right, sorry. Just a word of preference. We mentioned before that we're not sure if a woman gives birth after 9 months or after 7 months. Right? There's no possibility of an eight month kid, according to the Gemara, is not going to survive. So the Gemara says, I understand why you have to wait 2 months. No, I apologize. Not feeling great today. I understand why the woman can't wait 2 months and then get married, because dehainu sveika ibar tisha lekama ibar shiva lebasra. Because then, right, if she gives birth at 9 months, right, so that we don't know if it's a 7th month baby or a 9 month baby, right? And that if she waited 2 months, right, that's no good, because that's the magic number. Right, if she waited 2 months, then married somebody else. So if she gives birth 9 months later, so it could be that, you know, the last day of the first husband's death, right, there was a conception. Or it's the first day of marriage, right? That could have been the when, you know, 9 months or 7 months. That could have been. We don't know who it is. Ella, but rather, tamtin chodesh echad v'tinase. But why don't we wait 1 month? Right? If she give birth after 7 months, I have bar shiva l'asru. Right? Obviously, right? It's 7 months later. Because it can't be 8 months later from the original husband, and 7 months later from the second husband. From the Ava. And if she gives birth after 8 months, okay, so then we know it was a 9 month pregnancy from the first husband. So it's like, it says, Inami, or the Timni and Yalda, and even if she gives birth after 8 months, right, maybe it's the child. Oh, so that's the issue. I mean, the answer is that if she gives birth after 8 months, you can say that it belongs to the second husband. Dilma ashti ashta chodesh echad v'yavar, because maybe, right, that it was a month afterwards. Right, she was only became pregnant a month later. Right, so that it's a 7 month baby from the second husband. So we're still not sure. So the Gemara says, okay, so let her wait 2.5 months and then get remarried. And then if she gives birth 7 months later, so we know, right, it was 7 months after she got remarried. Right, it's 9.5 months after her first husband died, so that's fine. So we know it's not his kid. Right, she's a palga yolda, and if she gives birth 6.5 months later, so then high bar tisha lekamahu, right? Then it's for sure, right, 9 months of the previous husband, the ibar basra, right? Who bar shita palga lochayim? Because if it was the second husband's kid, so we know that a six and a half month baby is not going to make it. So Gemara says, inami she's a palga yolda, ikalamim the basra who. She says, no, that even if she gives birth after 6.5 months. Meaning after waiting 2.5 months, meaning that's a total of 9 months, right? Ikalamim with the basru, still you could think that the baby is from the second husband. Right? According to the one who says that a woman gives birth at 9 months, right, does not give birth early, right? But a woman who's gonna give birth at 7 months can actually give birth early. Shnamas Bozak says, "Vayit tukufas hayamim, miyot tukufas shtayim, miyot yamim shtayim." Right. The implication is that a woman, right, can. Meaning tukufos is the this pasuk is by Chana. So it says that there were tukufos and there were days. Right. She was, and that's when she was pregnant. Right. So tukufa is a season. So there are 3 months. So you have two of those. Right. That's 6 months. Right. And then yamim obviously is 6 months and 2 days. Right, so the Chora, she could have given birth after 6 months and 2 days. Therefore, we're nervous that the baby will still belong to the second husband. Gemara says, okay, maybe just tamtin mashu, just wait a little bit. Right, Machlokes Rashi Tosas over here, what a little bit means. Right, Rashi says a week or two. Right, Tosas says, well, anything. Right, doesn't mean, whatever she wants, 3 days, whatever it is, for a different reason. Right, so that the zera from the first husband will shrivel up. Right, the Gemara assumes that within 3 days, the zera is able to impregnate an egg, but after that, it's no longer potent. So let's just wait a couple of days, whatever it is, Rashi tells us. But after 3 months, just check her and see what happens. Right, and again, if it's 3 months later, we see that she's showing. So there you go. So that's then it was the pregnancy was from the first husband. So Rav Safra, we're not going to check the women because they become disgusted with their husbands. To their husbands, right? Again, it's not just like looking at their belly and seeing if they're in. Right, you have to go kind of poke around a little bit. So it makes them a little bit disgusting to their husbands. So that's not an appropriate thing to do. So Kamara says, okay, but if they come to Hilucho, they'll just check how she was walking. Right, a woman who's pregnant is going to be, as Rashi says, a little bit heavier. Her footprints will a little bit deeper. So Rami Rachama Isha Mechapa Atzma Kadesh Yiresh Bina Benechse Bailo. In that scenario, a woman's going to try and like fix the situation. She's going to try and cover up. She's going to try not to walk like that because she wants to make sure that the son, right? Even if the son is from the first husband, still he'll yarsh in the second husband. Maybe the woman wants her child to be thought of as the son of the second one, because then there'll be more for him to inherit, and so therefore we can't do that. So that's why we have to wait 3 months. So Kumar says, okay, but I don't understand. Let's say she's muberes. Let's say she is pregnant, right? So let her get married, right? So alamatan. So why do we learn that lo yisa other muberes chaveru menegas chaveru v'nasa yotzibul yachzer alamis? Why do we say that you're not allowed to marry, right, a woman who's pregnant or nursing, right? Again, if she was married to someone else, obviously. And if he did, he had to get rid of her, right? He can never take her back. Right, that's strange. Like, what does that have to do with anything? We know the baby's from the first child, from the first husband. It says, Gzera. It's a Gzera. Why? Shemetasa ubra sandal. Because we're concerned that she'll make the fetus, into a sandal. Sandal is, meaning it was crushed, like a sandal. We're concerned that the Chora, again, the Gemara assumes, you know, whether this is medically correct, I don't know. You could say Nishtara Tzvayim, I don't know, whatever it is. The Gemara assumes that a woman was able to become pregnant again. So, Rechman al-Islam, if a woman is pregnant and becomes pregnant again, so then the fetus, right, gets messed over, could be crushed. So Gemara says, well, okay, but if that's true, Yachid didn't have me. Well, if that's true, then a person should never be able to sleep with his wife when she is pregnant. We're concerned for the fetus's health. So Gemara says, "Ilaman d'amar b'moch, b'moch, ilaman d'amar min shemayim rachmu, yirachemu." So min shemayim yirachemu. So again, either way, it's machlokas, whatever the issue is. But either a woman is going to use some sort of condom, or she's going to we're going to daven to Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu will take care of things that we had earlier in the Masechta. Right, so that. Hashem will take care of the situation. The Gemara says, "Well, hachinami." But here also, right? Ilam adamar b'moch b'moch. Ilam adamar mishmaim rachmu mishmaim rachmu. So over here also, so let her get remarried, right? Either she could use a condom, some sort of like a piece of fabric or whatever, or right, then we should Hashem should have mercy, right? Then take care of these things, then make sure that the fetus is okay. The Gemara says, "Ela mishum dechasa." No, because we're concerned that the actual ma'asabia is also gonna have some sort of damage to the fetus. The Gemara says, okay, same thing. So again, it's a case where a regular case where a man and a woman are married and the woman is pregnant, she should never be able to allow to sleep with a pregnant woman. So Gemara says, if it's the husband and she's pregnant with his kid, so he's going to be careful. So Gemara says, okay, so the new husband is a cruel guy, he doesn't care about the fetus, obviously he's going to be careful. So the Gemara says, Ela stamu beres lemenika kaima. So really the concern is that a woman who is going to be pregnant is going to nurse, right? And we're concerned, right? Dilma i'abra umakar chalva v'kadule. No, Rachman al-Tzlan, right? We're going to be concerned that the woman will lose her milk and if she becomes pregnant while she's nursing. And then the kid will die, right? Again, we again take it for granted that there is so much alternative formula, etc., etc. Back then, nursing was the way to keep a kid alive. So we're concerned that Rachman al-Islam will get pregnant again, and then the child, right, will not be able to nurse, and then the child will pass away. So therefore, a woman who's pregnant is not allowed to get married. So Gemara says, okay, same thing. Ihaki didei nami, right? We keep an essay's kasha. Right? A person should never be able to sleep with his own wife when she's pregnant, if she's nursing, because maybe we're concerned that she won't be able to have food. So Gemara says, didei misamim malei bebeitzim v'chalav. No, because the husband can get eggs and milk and right, some sort of formula, some sort of replacement. So the Gemara says again, didei nami misamim malei v'beitzim v'chalav. Okay, so the same thing by a new husband, right? That the woman get you know, that type of stuff. Get this formula, get the eggs, get the milk, etc. So the Gemara says lo yav lo val. Maybe the husband not going to give enough. It's not going to give enough money for her to buy food for someone else's kid. So Gemara says, okay, at least that'd be maybe the Urshim. So okay, so go back to the original husband. Let his Yorshim, let his inheritors, right, pay for the food for this kid. Pretty harsh and intense reality. Apparently, Abai says that a woman would be so embarrassed to go and claim that money in Beis Din, and you know, because of that, right, Rachman Litzlan, or a kid might end up dying. So therefore, we're not going to allow her to get married while she is pregnant, to make sure that she has the milk, right? Then she won't have to actually get funds to support the kid outside of that. Okay, fine. Akas Basulos, Akas Baulos, again, we said that you know, any type of woman is allowed to get remarried, but only after 3 months. The Gemara says, "Hainihu Basulos, Hainihu Arusos, Hainihu Baulos, Hainihu Basulos." Right? If you remember, we said virgins and non-virgins, and we said women who have had the first stage of kedushin, the first stage of marriage, Erison, and then the women who had the second stage of marriage. The problem is that those are the exact same thing. Right, the first stage of marriage is no bia. Second stage of marriage there is. So the virgin is the woman who had the first case, the first stage of marriage, and the non-virgin is the woman who had the second case, the second stage of marriage. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hakei Kamar, Akas Besus, Akas Beulos, Shes Armelos, Shes Garshu. Right, Bein Mina Erusin, Bein Mina Nisuin. The Gemara says no. What it means is whether these women were either divorced or their husbands died, right? Whether they were the first stage of marriage, second stage of marriage, right? Regardless, right? Again, it's not not giving. We're just explaining, right, what it means that Pzula and Abula, right? Again, just explaining like what the situations possibly could be. Rabbi Elazar lo al bei midrasha. Story time. Rather, Rabbi Elazar did not go to Beis Medrash one day. Wasn't feeling great. So Achshkechei Rabbi Yasi Amarle my Amar Rabbanu bei midrasha. Right? He met Rabbi Yasi and they said, "Listen, I was busy yesterday, but what's the hak in the base? Right? What's going on in the base marriage?" So he said to him, "Hakam Rabbi Yochanan halach Rabbi Yosi." And halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. If you remember the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi had said, right, he was the last sheet over there in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Aleph, that a woman who was had nisuin can do erusin right away, and a woman who had erusin, right, can do nisuin, because again, there's no issue of where the child, right, is coming from. So the mechal de lichida apalikalei, right, that seems to imply, right, that it's a machlokas one versus one, right? If you remember the Tanakhama, right, they argued on Rav Yossi and our Mishnah, but if it's a yachid v'rabim, obviously the halacha is not going to be like Rav Yossi. So this implies that it's a 1v1, it's a one machlokas between Rav Yossi and someone else. The Gemara says, yeah, in sure it is, v'atanya, because we learned in a raisa, harei haisa, shahaisa redufa leilich habis avia, o shahaya lakas habis bala, if a woman would always go to her father's house, meaning she always by her father's house before the husband passed away. So we assume that, right, but then did not have bia, right, in the time leading up to the husband passing away. Or there was some sort of fight going on. So obviously we assume there in that scenario as well, they didn't have bia. So Oshahaya Baila Chavush Beis Asurim, or her husband was in jail. Oshahaya Baila Zakin Echola, if he was old, he was sick. Oshahaya Sayin Shehi Chola, if she was sick. Oshahaya Pila Achar Mises Bala, or she lost the baby, Rechman Litzlan, after the husband passed away. Oshahaya Sayin Akara, or Zakina, or she was barren, or she was old, or Katana, or she couldn't have kids, or Ma'ilinus, she couldn't have kids, right? She wasn't fully mature. Katana, she was a minor, not a katana. Osha ain't a really leleid, right? Or she wasn't able to give birth for whatever reason. So, Rashi says some sort of illness, whatever. So either way, though, even those people, tzricha l'habdim shlosha chadashim, right? Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says, right? Again, even though there's no concern here about the pregnancy, right? Rabbi Meir says, right, that she has to wait the 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda matir le'eros v'libnase miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says that she's allowed to get engaged and married again immediately, because there's no chance of pregnancy. Now, that seems a little weird, because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, so we hear the girl, I think the girl, somebody changes the gears to Rabbi Yossi. Long story short, the point is that Rabbi Meir is the one who says that she has to wait 3 months regardless. So that's clearly Rabbi Meir. So you see, it's a 1v1 machlokas. So I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Chazer bar Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan then later said it's not like Rabbi Yossi. So the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the hader bay mastisna the karma hader bay. Well, if he took it back, it's because of this mishnah that we learned in the vineyard in the Karen Biavne. I love it when the Gemara quotes places that still exist, makes the Gemara alive. And they learned it in Karen Biavne, right? This brisa that was taught in Karen Biavne, that's why Rabbi Yochanan took it back and said that halacha is actually not like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya has gone to Rabbi Brisa. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. Shemati be pichachalim Karen Biavne. Kulon tzrichon lahavdin shlosha chadashim. I heard from the chachamim, right? This is the plural. And the chachamim hold that you have to wait 3 months regardless. So that's already yachid v'ravim halacha k'ravim. That's why he took it back. Amr le Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Zrika. So he said to Rabbi Zrika, when you hang out, when you see Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Lay, ask the following stira. Me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alach Rabbi Yossi, right? V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alach Kestam Mishnah. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that Alach is like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yochanan says that Alach is like Kestam Mishnah. Utznan Kol Nashim Lo Yinasu Golis Arsu Ad Shehu Lahem Shloshu Chadashim Achas Besudos V'Achas Beulos. We have a Kestam Mishnah that says that they have to wait 3 months regardless. So Amar Lay, so he said back to him. The one who asked the shayla, right, is not careful about the flour that he grinds. Meaning he's not so careful about what he learned, because this is a case where there's a stam mishnah, and then there's a case of a stam mishnah, and then there's a machlokas. So then ain al kastam, then halach is not like the stam mishnah, because apparently you see that there's a machlokas. The Amar Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says v'tim Rabbi Yochanan. They say either Rav Papa or Rabbi Yochanan himself says that machlokas rakakach stam halach kastam. If there's a machlokas recorded in the Mishnah, then there's a stam Mishnah, like one of those opinions, so then halach is like that. But stam v'akakach machlokas, but if it's a stam Mishnah, then there's a machlokas, then ain halach kastam, then halach is not like the stam Mishnah. So that could be actually that Rabbi Yochanan does hold theoretically like Rabbi Yossi, because we see that again we had a machlokas and then we have a stam Mishnah. Right, so that's why the other way around, because we have a Stam Mishnah, and then we see that in our Mishnah that there's a Machlokas. So it could very well be that the Lacha is not like the Stam Mishnah, and it could be that the Lacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, right, two ways of understanding whether the Lacha is like Rabbi Yossi or not. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go right there in the Hail Gishas tomorrow. Have a good night and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.